Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington City Administrator Brent Henson with an update on the Wellness Park.
The Wellness Park has seen a change as far as the overall engineering firm. Can you share what's happened with that?
Sure. So we had had some dissatisfaction that goes back a ways, and it's a number of things with the engineering firm that we were working with. We didn't feel like we were getting the responsiveness or the expertise that we needed from them, and so ultimately the decision was made to terminate that contract, and then to finish the project, we have Garden and Associates out of Oskaloosa that we work with on a lot of our other projects, and they're helping us to get that project completed.
And what's the timeline looking like with that project? How are things progressing?
Things are going great with that project. We are looking at, my understanding is paving for the street and for the trail portion, because we will have a connecting trail to the Key Wash as part of that into the Wellness Park. That paving is, I believe, going to start in September. So everything else has been going pretty smoothly, and just really looking forward to having those improvements online.
And at the recent city council meeting, you mentioned a DNR grant. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, absolutely. So we had applied. We have, this is one of about three grants that we have outstanding right now that we're still seeking, because basically with the Wellness Park, we were able to award the contract with a, to get a great project, but we're only getting one ball field lit as part of that contract. So as far as the field lighting, we were only getting one field lit. It was the goal of the Wellness Park Committee to get a second ball field lit and also a soccer field lit as part of that project, but that's about $350,000 additional. And so we did not feel that we could proceed with that at the time. So those are items that we have pricing for and that we will proceed with if we do get these grants. And the first of those grants, which is the DNR Land and Water Conservation Fund, we have gotten very good news on. That has been scored by the committee and passed on to the Natural Resources Commission. They'll meet on August 13th to formally consider that grant application, and also, and really at this point, it's a grant recommendation for $100,000. And then that goes to the National Park Service, so we would not expect to see the money until probably winter or early spring. But that's great news. So that's $100,000 towards the project. We also have an outstanding grant application with Major League Baseball for $300,000. So if both of those get funded, then we'll be in really great shape. And then right now, I guess the third grant application we're waiting on is U.S. Soccer Foundation. We're just waiting for them to announce their timeline for their summer grants. So. Yeah, so I guess that's kind of where we're at on the project, and I think we're going to have a great project in any regard, but obviously we hope to get that additional lighting done if at all possible.
And this is just one phase of the project. There will be future phases.
Absolutely. Yeah, what we're doing right now is really building the template for, just an amazing regional park that's going to get built out over the next however many decades.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington City Administrator Brent Henson giving an update on the city's wellness park. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.